Hi, Julie.
Hi, Tedra.
So on the show today, we're talking to Megan Little. She is the woman behind the blog Sword of Style.
So Megan is all about having fun with fashion and also taking risks. For example, her pink faux fur jacket.
I mean, I sort of wish I could take a risk like that. I mean, I love it on her. It looks great, but they don't call me Tedra Cash for nothing. I'm all about wearing black every day. So it's kind of inspiring to watch.
Tedra, oh my gosh, I would love to see you in a color other than black.
Well, I mean, don't hold your breath. I mean, I really do love wearing my black.
So Megan is a mom and she is all about putting the looks together that can go from a park play date to a girl's night out.
I mean, I like that. Who doesn't want to look good put together in both those scenarios? Right. For years, we've all been following some of our most inspiring bloggers and social media influencers online. Simply put, we get inspired. The next best thing to following our favorite influencers is hearing their stories straight from them. So listen in as we get to know Megan. So name one item in your closet that you'd rather trade a kidney for than give up.
This is an easy one for me. It would be my moto jackets. I just feel like they really go with almost everything. I wear them when I go work out with a hoodie, or I wear them like for evening over a silk dress, or even just like a tomboy look. I think they're just great, and I probably wear them too much.
Okay. Hands down, who's your all-time favorite designer?
So this was hard for me because I don't have a number one favorite designer, but the few that top my list are Chloe, Celine, Saint Laurent, and Marc Jacobs.
Which trends need to die and never come back?
Low-rise jeans.
I think everyone can agree on that. If you could lose yourself shopping in a city, which one would you choose?
NYC.
Perfect, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What's your favorite brick-and-mortar store?
So I thought about this, and I felt like I should come up with something super cool, but really, truly, my favorite brick and mortar store is Zara. I love Zara.
And it's perfect. Everybody can shop there and they always have great items every season. So yeah, it's perfect. That's a perfect choice.
Yeah, I feel like their design team does a good job at,
they really do.
Creating designer looks.
I'm going to start, Megan, with a quote I saw on your Pinterest, and that is, I like to push the envelope in my closet, but still makes sense in my busy lifestyle as a mom. This is my love language. I'm a mom of three, and I feel like I am constantly looking for the right balance between looking cool and also being a mom. And really? I have one outfit that I wear almost every day, and that's my Outdoor Voices pants. Leggings, some cool sneakers, and my blue jean shirt. My blue jean shirt, I guess, is like your moto jacket.
Okay.
So how did you get started in this, and how did this morph into becoming a blogger?
Well, I've worked in retail since I was a teenager. So I've always really been into fashion and styling outfits. I discovered blogs after my son was born. I felt like I was kind of late to the party because I had heard of blogs, but I didn't really know what they were. And so when I discovered them, I just thought I really loved the connection with the blogger. So I kind of just started it as a hobby to do when I had a newborn. And, you know, for years I blogged, and really it was just for myself and my mom because she's the only one reading my blog.
We all have to start somewhere.
We all have to start somewhere. And then slowly I started gaining more traction on Instagram. And when I was working as a personal stylist at Nordstrom, my manager really helped me use Instagram as a selling tool. So if we get new arrivals in, just start posting new arrivals. And that's kind of where my Instagram took off. And I do feel like I have a lot of moms that follow me. So I think that, you know, showing them that you can still try the trends and you can still, you know, be there for after school pickup and try to make the look fun, but still make sense.
Right. I think making sense is really key because you see some moms who are not making sense
totally.
In a lot of ways. And you still, I mean, I think if you're into fashion, you want to look great every day, not just when you're going out at night or you have lunch or whatever. But truly, when you're taking your kids to school, you think about her outfit or or your own outfit. And I think it's important to, I mean, you seem to have kind of married the two together really well. I mean, you found a connection in being super stylish, but yet down to earth, I guess, is what word I'm looking for.
Yeah. And especially, you know, in the Pacific Northwest where, you know, people are very practical when it comes to fashion. So, you know, you and I don't dress for the people here, but you do want to kind of, you know, make sense in your surroundings.
Or look effortless, I guess.
Yes, effortless. I try.
Well, I think you've done a great job.
Thank you.
So you said you were working at Nordstrom, posting on Instagram. Was that kind of your last, quote unquote, real job when you quit and turned to blogging and social media full time?
It was, yeah. And it was near the end there is when I started getting contacted by brands and, you know, Reward Style had reached out to me. And I had always kind of fantasized about blogging for a career. I've watched bloggers over the years and I've always wondered if I could do it. And I kind of just had this moment where I thought, well, you know, I should at least try it and see if I can do it. And if it doesn't work out, I can always, you know, come back to Nordstrom or get another job. But I just really wanted to give it a shot since I felt like brands were showing interest in me.
Right. That must have been a big push. Looking back when you first were starting, did you have any big obstacles that you thought, oh no, I don't think this is going to work or?
I think I feel like, and I'm sure a lot of new bloggers feel like this, you kind of feel like you don't have enough content, like enough outfits or enough, you know, interesting things. And what I have really learned is that, and this kind of goes back to the moto jacket, is even though I wear it all the time, I try to style it in as many different ways. And I find that my readers really love that. So it's not about wearing something, posting something different every time. It's really just showing how you can wear things in that you already have in your closet different ways.
Right. I love that.
I feel like most of us aren't celebrities or big bloggers who only wear things one time. You know, most women wear things multiple times. So I think people can relate to that.
Right. I mean, it's very practical.
Right.
But still looking great and showing people how to do that, because I think the majority of people really don't understand that part of fashion.
Right.
Okay. So what is the best piece of advice you wish someone gave you when you got started?
Probably, and I've heard this over and over again, is just do you, you know, just don't try to be, you know, like the modern girl or the, you know, the super polished girl. Just be who you are. And I think that comes across as authentic. And that's really what people, you know, connect with, is your authentic self. And so that's why I try to, you know, my pictures, they're not editorial. They're really literally just what I'm wearing that day. I take pictures every day. I know a lot of people take pictures like one day and then post throughout the week.
Right.
And for me, I just post whatever I'm wearing that day. I just take a picture, and because I really want people to see that, you know, everyday fashion is can be fun.
It sounds authentic that way, I think, too.
Yeah, I think people feel that way.
So are you planning your outfits each night, or how does that work? Do you plan on
a
week?
I'm not. Sometimes I'll have inspirations for outfits the night before, but more than likely I will, like 10 minutes before I'm about to walk out the door to drop off my son to school, I'm in the closet kind of just, it's trial and error. I'll start with like a denim, and then I just start with the top, and then I just switch out the jackets. It, you know, it's usually 3 or 4 outfit changes until something clicks. Mm-hmm. And then I have my shoes right by the front door. I try on 3 or 4 different shoes and then I'm out the door. And I will say I do try to, like, I'll look at my Instagram feed and I'll say, okay, so I've worn, when was the last time I wore this jacket? If it's been, you know, a few days, I try to make the Instagram feed a little bit mixed up. So it's not like I'm the exact same jacket every day. But when it comes to planning, it's really just the day of.
Right. Well, I almost like that, though, seeing you in the same jacket because with different things, because it really, again, tells people that you can wear something over and over, but change it up to give you a whole new look.
Especially with trend pieces like the pink fur coat, you know, that I bought. And I bought it. I was with my sister and my mom, and I think they both kind of looked at me like, really, is that practical? But and so in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm going to really have to show how you can style this different way.
Right.
So, I've worn it with, an athleisure look. I've worn it with just a white t-shirt and skinny jeans. And I've styled it a few different ways. And just to show people that, just because it's a kind of a loud piece, it doesn't mean it has to only be worn, rarely.
Right. So when you're getting up and getting dressed in the morning and you put together your outfit and your shoes and then you take the photo, which part of that, which component is more time consuming? Is it the getting dressed part or is it?
The getting dressed part. Yeah. I'm pretty quick about taking my photos. I actually take all my own photos.
Really?
Yeah. I have a tripod in my car that I just kind of drive around and look for, Instagram walls. And then I just pop out the car, shoot my photos, and I've kind of got my poses down. So I'm, it takes me less than 5 minutes.
Wow. That is so incredible. I would have thought that answer would have been flip-flopped.
Right. Well, most people, that's kind of the number one question I get. People ask me who takes my pictures. Uh-huh. And so everybody's always shocked when I tell them that I use a tripod and that it's my iPhone that I use for everything.
Wow. That is so incredible.
Yeah. In the beginning I was working with some photographers or, asking friends to meet up and take pictures. And I found that in and of itself was time consuming, trying to coordinate times and places. And I had the tripod from a long time ago. And I thought, what if I just put my phone in there and use the timer? And I did it once. And I actually felt a little less self-conscious because
I was going to say, have you gotten any weird stares?
Of course. Yeah. I've gotten weird stares. I've gotten weird comments, people asking if they can help. And I tell them,
no, I've got
okay.
it.
Yeah. I try to kind of just block people out and just be really quick and not self-conscious. And I'm usually really happy with the photos because.
Yeah, they're great. They're really beautiful.
And that's another thing too. I have found that when I'm having somebody else take my photos, if I'm not happy with them, I have a hard time asking, can you do it again? But when I'm by myself, I can just take it until I'm happy and then I'm done.
Right. I love that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So what makes you get up in the morning and say, I love my job?
I think I loved working at Nordstrom, but I will say the hours and, giving that much to your clients, it's draining. So I really love now waking up and not being anxious about, having to go hard for 8 hours. I love that I can, there's a little more my creativity. I have more time for creativity. And it's just, I feel like too, with being a mom, I have more time for my son because I can, pick him up from school. We can go to the park. And so overall, I just love that I can work for myself and,
gives you freedom.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your son?
He's 7.
Do you style him?
I do. He's very easy. He really has, he's not opinionated about what he wears. And so
he's not into the athletic clothes yet.
I've always tried to kind of keep his wardrobe neutral. So, just like jeans or khakis and then, white or navy or black tops. And then maybe like a fun shoe, like a bright shoe or something.
Oh, I love that. I wish I would have started mine out early on that.
Yeah. Cause I know that you can kind of fault, like if I'm at Target and he's with me, he wants the SpongeBob t-shirt or whatever. Right. So I have found that if I just stick to the neutrals and then I let him pick out fun shoes, then it's much easier. And he looks put together without
Too
styled.
Right. Or you can leave them home and go to Target on your own.
Yes.
Okay. So you're off duty. What are you wearing?
I am wearing joggers, jogger sweatpants, a hoodie, and my moto jacket. and then either my Golden Goose sneakers or my Nikes.
I love it. That might be my new outfit.
It's, you know, it's so funny. It's really, it's truly like my uniform, and I literally just switch out the items. So I wear, and because I have, you know, several different joggers and moto jackets and hoodies, and I wear the same thing. And I'm always worried that people are going to think that it's boring, or, you know, because it's too much of the same, but people love it. In my comment section, they always say, your casual look is so cute. So
it is.
Yeah.
So has your fashion sense changed at all as your audience grows?
I probably try and test things that I normally wouldn't, just because I feel like I want to, you know, I want my post to be inspiring. So, like, for example, I'm sure you're familiar with the Who What Wear collection at Target. Uh-huh. I feel like that's a great place to try something you wouldn't normally try because the prices are so great. So just recently I bought, they had like a red vinyl legging that I thought would be cute if I paired it with neutrals.
Right.
And I thought that it would still be like kind of a fun and exciting post. So I would definitely say I probably, yeah, try to do, and I like, if I wasn't posting it, I probably wouldn't have gotten them. But I thought it would be a fun post.
Right. Yeah.
So, stuff like that. But I don't try to, I try to keep those like trend pieces at, you know, at the lower cost, because, you know, you won't love it forever.
Right. Okay. Speaking of, name your must have item this season, one high and one low.
Ooh, probably a, well, I don't know if this is, this could be either, but I would say my, like you, I really think like a vintage fur jacket, which usually tend to be on the higher price side. I found mine on Poshmark for under $100.
I just discovered Poshmark.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, if they have, if you look through, there's a lot of people selling great things for inexpensive.
Yeah,
there's also,
I know,
you know, higher price stuff too, but
right.
Yeah. So I definitely think like the fur coat trend is here for a little while.
Right.
One low, I would say, I really love platform sneakers. I think they're cute.
They are cute.
With like the bright colored bottoms, or, you know, or even just a, like a fun color.
And right.
Then you pair it with just a basic jeans and t-shirt. I think it kind of elevates the look.
Right. I agree. What is something you see never going out of style?
You know, I really think like the cropped skinny jean, or, you know, some people call it like the cigarette pant.
Right.
That kind of high waist cropped pant or jean, I think is always flattering on women, no matter the size. Whenever I wear them, I feel it's kind of like a throwback to maybe what my grandmother would have worn, you know, in the 40s
right.
or 50s. So I really think that that style won't ever go out of style.
I love that. That could be my new everyday too. I think that cigarette pant is so flattering.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And it's so feminine, but still, you know, like still bold.
Right. Okay. Your boarding pass destination is Barcelona. What makes you comfortable on the airplane yet chic upon landing?
Probably an all black athleisure look with a black moto jacket makes me feel chic upon landing in Spain. What makes me comfortable is my iPad, my headphones, and a ton of movies, or maybe just like old episodes of The Sopranos or Sex and the City.
Oh, Sopranos. I miss that.
Me too. I feel like there hasn't been anything like it.
I know. I agree.
Carmela Soprano was a fashion inspiration for me back in the day.
Yeah, oh, she's amazing.
She's amazing.
Actually, your posts do remind me of her. That is so true. Wow.
I really
well. You're really doing it well.
Thank you. I really, you know, people sometimes, you know, look at me funny when I say that, but I don't know. I loved the way they styled her in that series.
I did too. I loved your recent 70s post too. I thought that was great.
Thank you. Thank you. I do love anything 70s.
Yes. Okay, so what would your UPS guy say is your favorite online shop?
Probably Zara, for sure.
Zara, yes. Do you shop for your son at Zara as well?
You know, I do. I just started about a year ago. I had always done Target or Gap Kids, and we have a new Zara downtown, and I went upstairs to the children's section, and it's great. I don't know why it took me so long to discover Zara for kids.
Yeah.
But the prices are great and the styles are super trendy.
Yeah, I agree. I love, that's my go-to for my three kids as well.
Okay.
Okay. So what item always survives your closet cleanouts?
Denim. One thing I've learned is that I hold on to denim because I've made the mistake of getting rid of, you know, old denim that has a few years back come back into style, especially the expensive denim. So I always try to keep my jeans, even if it's something I haven't worn a while, because I know it'll come back.
Right. So when you do clean out your closet, what goes where?
As far as in the closet or when
the things that you clean out.
So I usually, like, where do I donate my clothes or do I sell? Is that what you're asking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I usually try to sell my stuff on Poshmark if I feel like it has a good resale value. If it's something that is old or maybe has some, you know, maybe it has some holes or it just looks like it's been worn, I donate it to Goodwill.
Okay. Which pair of jeans will you be buried in? I know this could be a hard one. Speaking of denim.
Oh, this is hard. Oh, man. Well, I probably would say frame denim because I want to be comfortable when I'm buried.
Those are so comfortable.
They're so comfortable. Like I can sell frame all day long because I think that women like how comfortable they are.
Right. And they're flattering too. They're consistent, I think.
They are. Yeah. They've got the fit down, and although they're comfortable, I feel like they, you know, a lot of these jeans that have the stretch and the comfort in them, I feel like they tend to look like leggings, but frame has done a good job at kind of staying in the denim lane.
Right. Okay. So hair or makeup, which one do you never leave home without? Pick one, hair or makeup.
Probably makeup. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I feel like, yeah, the dark circles are real.
It's just so real, unfortunately. Okay, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but what is your biggest oops item? And I know it's not the pink jacket.
No. Okay, this is good. My biggest oops item, probably a Christian Louboutin shoe. Because, you know, the truth is I think it's like the 4-inch heel. You know, I bought a pair in Miami and I was in Miami and I thought these were so great. But you can't wear them without being in pain. Right. So, and I don't, you know, I spent so much and they're so beautiful, but it's not worth it to me.
Right. I totally agree. If your feet are not happy, no one's happy.
Yeah. It never looks cute if you're kind of in pain walking.
Right. Let's talk about your blog real quick. You have a blog that is awesome. And I also noticed on your website, you're also transitioning into some other things. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I started to post more about my fitness and diet routine just because I got a lot of questions about it. And then also about, you know, makeup, because I do love makeup, which is kind of a new thing for me. I never was into makeup until my 30s. So I thought that would be just a great way to talk about other things than just clothes. Mm-hmm. I'm also a brand ambassador for a couple gyms and Pilates studios in Seattle. So
oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's, and I do have like most of my followers on Instagram live in the Seattle area. So those have been really successful collaborations. And I was hesitant to post about, you know, my fitness routine, because I sometimes feel like, you know, people who aren't into fitness, they don't really want to hear about like what you're doing. But the people that are into it or the people who are wanting to get into it are really interested in it. So yeah. And I try to post on my Instagram too, what I'm doing as far as working out. And yeah.
It seems all kind of go hand in hand, right? At the end of the day, it's this kind of seamless transition.
It is. Because I feel like, you know, taking care of yourself or, you know, being into beauty products and skincare, I feel like it's all, you know, it's the same way with people wanting to dress well and look their best. And, you know, it's a part of my life and I feel like I should talk about it instead of, you know, just say, oh, I have great genes. I just look this way, which is not the truth. You know, I don't eat what I want and I work hard so I can feel good about the way I look.
Right. Which is so, I mean, I think that really comes across too. You seem like real and you have it, you know, it's in balance what you do, which I love.
Right. Yeah. And it's definitely a balance. Like, you know, people are surprised when they think, oh, because they watch my Insta stories, they are like, oh, you work out all the time. And I, you know, I'm like, no, I go to the gym 3 days a week. They're like, that's it. I'm like, yeah. And but I am very consistent about those 3 days. Like I don't ever veer from those 3 days. So, you know, I always tell people I don't give myself a choice, you know, because that's the hardest part is, should I go work out? Should I not go work out? And if you just eliminate that choice and you just say, you know, I'm working out this day, this day, this day, then half the battle is done.
That is such a good lesson. Truly. You don't even have a choice at the end of the day.
I don't. Yeah. Yep.
I love that. That's really good advice.
It's nice too, because then the days that you're not working out, you don't have to worry about it if you don't go to the gym. So.
Right. No guilt there.
No guilt. Exactly. No guilt.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What are three great tips that you have for our listeners?
So I would say, when I work with women and I do closet edits and I give them tips on shopping, I always say the easiest way to create a good closet and make it easy for you to get dressed in the morning is accessorize with bright colors and then keep all your core staples in neutrals. So shoes, handbags, scarves, jackets, you can do bright colors, but tops, pants, you know, sweaters, t-shirts, that kind of stuff, keeping those in neutral colors.
Actually, I love
and then that,
that
way, everything, it's so much easier to put stuff together that way.
Well, and then your wardrobe lasts a long time because you
it could, lasts. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I love that, you know, you can do, because a lot of times, you know, you just feel like wearing all black or And you can do that. But if you just have like a bright shoe or a bright handbag, then it's perfect. It's perfect. That's all you need.
Okay. Any other tips?
I really feel like you should not worry about the price tag of something. I feel like you can make anything look expensive.
That's true.
Yeah, I really believe that.
Yeah. And Zara approves that. It's a great price
they
point.
They do. Yeah.
Everybody can own it. And I mean, if you're walking on the street, no one's going to know like, oh, she paid a fortune for that or not.
So. Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people, you know, I noticed this when I worked at Nordstrom, especially when the people that worked in designer, like a lot of people truly believe that if something is cheaper, then it doesn't look great, but it's all in your head. I mean, I just think that if you love it and you rock it like it's designer, then it looks designer. So,
right.
Yeah, I think it's more about your attitude towards it than anything else.
If I call you at 9 a.m. on any given day, what are you most likely doing?
I have just dropped off my son at school because his school starts at 8:55.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
What is something people would be surprised to know about you?
I think most people would be surprised to know that I am most comfortable at home on the couch hanging out with my son.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, there's something to be said about comfortable life.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've always been that way. And yeah, I enjoy solitude.
Who are three people that you love to follow on Instagram?
Danielle Bernstein of We Wore What, Salty Blonde, I think her name is Haley, and Sincerely Jewels. She's was like one of the first people I started following, and she's great. I love her.
What would you say is your favorite fashion app?
My favorite fashion app? Well, the two that I use the most are Shopbop and Revolve. Does that count?
Is that an app? Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a book that you're reading that you can't put down?
Right now I am reading Tiffany Haddish, the comedian, her biography.
How is that? Yeah.
It's good. So it is a biography, but it's also more just about her experience as being a female comedian. Yeah. So it's interesting. She has an interesting story.
Yeah, and she's having her best year, so it's kind of cool to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day, probably going for a run, you know, having a productive work day, like answering emails right away, having a good mail day, and then, you know, probably just watching some bad reality TV and ordering Postmates.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big Bravo fan. I don't know if you are, but
me too.
If it's Bravo, I'm watching it.
Me too. It's like you love to hate it.
Okay, so what is your favorite beverage choice in the morning?
Coffee.
At night?
I have just discovered Dasani sparkling water. Mm-hmm. They have all these great flavors, like black cherry and white peach, and they're really good. I've always loved the La Croix, but I'm onto the Dasani.
What city has you shedding a tear when you leave?
LA.
LA is great.
I love LA. It's always so fun to visit, and the weather's so nice. And when you leave, it's like I'm going back to rainy Seattle. So I'm always sad to leave LA.
I don't know if I'd want to live there, but I do think it's such a great place to visit. I have a friend who lived in the LA area for a few years, and by the time I would go visit her once or twice a year. And by the time she had left, we just had a perfect little LA trip down. Like, you know, we would edit it each time, but we had favorite places, favorite restaurants, and just so much to do there. Yeah.
It's a great place to visit.
Yeah. What's your current Netflix addiction?
She's Got a Habit.
Oh, I've never heard of it. What is that?
So Spike Lee made the movie She's Got a Habit, I think, in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And then he's kind of recreated the movie, but into series on Netflix, and it's so well done. It's so relevant and current, and I love all of the actors in it. It's great. I've watched it twice already.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
What's your favorite beauty product found in your bag at all times?
I always have Maybelline Baby Lips in my handbag at all times. It's like a chapstick, but it's the best. Yeah.
Okay. What motto do you live by?
Be nice to the people that make your coffee.
Oh, I like that.
And it's partly because one of my first jobs was at Starbucks working as a barista. Uh-huh. And so I kind of understand their side of it, the stress of serving people coffee. But two, I just feel like I appreciate the people that make my coffee so much. So I always try to show them that.
I mean, in that motto, like in a more general sense, is just be nice to everyone in the service industry. I mean, they're there helping you. Exactly. And yeah.
I really feel that deeply because I've been a waitress, so I understand that as well. Mm-hmm. I really feel like, you know, I see people getting impatient with, you know, their barista or their waitress or cashier, and it drives me crazy. I just wish people would take it easy on them.
Yeah. Do you have a celebrity crush?
I do. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's British. Is he British?
Yes.
He's very nice to look at.
He's another person having a big moment. It seems like I know he's probably had a long acting career, but he's really sort of gaining ground lately.
Yeah.
What song do you currently have on repeat?
Kendrick Lamar, Lust.
Good song.
Yeah.
What meal has you saying, get in my belly?
We have a local restaurant in my neighborhood. It's called 8 Ounce Burger, but their signature burger with bacon and cheddar and truffle aioli is amazing.
Sounds like it.
Now I'm hungry.
Oh, I think you have a really good food scene out there, I think, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we do.
Julie and I, we're both from Austin, and it's similar here. So we, you know, we appreciate a great meal.
Yeah, I've heard that Austin is similar to Seattle and has a great music and food scene.
Who is your girl crush?
Rihanna. Awesome. I love her.
And she's also loving the fur jackets or the, you know, the nice big jacket. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
So I know this is supposed to be something like material, but truly I don't mean to be so gushy, but it's my son.
Yeah.
That's really, because I feel like
it is a gift.
Yeah. And I was blessed. So,
yeah. What's the last thing you've Googled?
So last night, my son asked me how old Obama was. So I Googled how old is Barack Obama.
And what's the age?
56.
56. I mean, he's so young.
When my son asked me, I was like, oh, because I knew that when he took office, he was in his late 40s. So I was like, I think he's like maybe, you know, early 50s. But of course, no, it's been a long time. So yeah, it's 56.
What's the greatest life advice you've ever received?
Small steps lead to long-term gains, which is just, I feel like in anything that you're trying to accomplish, like if instead of looking at the big picture or, you know, the end, just it's the little things you do every day.
It's true.
That lead up to the change that you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple just moving to Austin a couple years ago. I had wanted to move, but you know, when you're just like, you're anchored in a city and your life and your job. And I remember thinking like, I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other.
Yep.
Not make any big decision. But next thing I knew, you know, I mean, a year later I was listing my house and, you know, here I am. So yeah. And it was all just baby steps the whole time for sure.
Yes. Yeah. It's much more attainable when you look at it that way. Or, you know, it's the same, like the one day at a time motto, just, you know, just get through today, do what you need to do. And then you'll end up where you need to be.
Yeah. I think it's really easy to shut down if you try to look at the whole big picture and just not do anything. So
For sure.
Megan, we just really wanted to thank you for being a guest on our show. I loved all your ideas and inspiration. And I know for one, I am going out to get a moto jacket today to change my outfit, my daily outfit up and to look a little bit cooler. It was just so fun getting to know you. And we look forward to watching you on Instagram and also following you on your blog and hearing about your new beauty and wellness and fitness blogs that will be coming up.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking with you guys.
Thank you too. Oh, before we go, Megan, please tell our listeners where they can find you online.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Megan M. Little, and my blog is sortofstyle.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
So, Tedra, in addition to getting to know our guests, I'd also like our listeners to get to know just a little bit about us, too. So, why don't you tell us, what is your beverage of choice? I want to know in the morning and also at night.
Well, in the morning, I'm pretty simple. I just like a vanilla latte, either at my local barista cafe, or I'll pick one up at Starbucks, too. I'm not picky. The only problem is that I drink it decaffeinated. So
that is a problem. What?
I've been caffeine free for about 13 years now. So I have to drink my drinks decaffeinated, including Coke Zero decaffeinated.
Oh, double whammy.
Yeah. It's delicious though. But as far as the night goes, alcoholic beverages, I'm a margarita girl through and through.
Mm, yum. What kind of margarita?
Just regular, like classic.
Frozen on the rocks?
Either. I'm not picky.
Okay. I'm coming over tonight for one.
Okay. I can actually make a mean margarita. People love them.
I know. Actually, I have had your margarita and it is quite delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about you? So are you reading any books right now? Something that you're loving you want to tell us about?
Okay. I am actually reading a book that I think might be my most favorite book I've ever read.
Ooh, bold statement.
Yes, it's crazy. Every page I read, I think it can't get any better, and it does.
Okay, what's it about?
So it's called The Book of Joy, and it's basically a conversation between the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu, and it's narrated by a third person who's also amazing at facilitating the conversation. But
what I love about it is, well, one, I think that you just get such a sense of their friendship and how much they love each other. And they're so funny with one another, which is crazy because I don't know if I ever would have thought that they were funny.
Yeah,
people.
Little unexpected. Yeah.
But they're funny and they're cute and they kiss each other. It's just so lighthearted and so, just so sweet. But the lesson really is that you find happiness in anything. They want you to find happiness in good times and in bad. And it's just, it's amazing. It's very practical and I am in love with it. And I think everyone mm-hmm. should read it.
Maybe I can borrow your copy when you're done.
I will. I'll send it over.
Great.
So we want to thank you for listening today. And if you like the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes and give us a positive review. You can find us at wegettoknow.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, and on social media at wegettoknow. Head over to Instagram. We'd love to hear from you and get your opinions on guest and show ideas. Our music is provided by the talented Blake Atwell of Studio 1916. Until next time, take care as we continue to get to know all of our favorite influencers and bloggers.